Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. A substantial portion of my life has been spent around college and university people. Some of that time, I had the privilege of studying in several universities. Freed Hardeman University, Andrews University, Murray State University, and the University of Georgia. I also spent many years as a professor at Freed Hardeman. I have been impressed with the strong desire for learning among most university professors. Tragically, many of these professors are specialists in the sciences, in education, in medicine, and in history. They apparently wanted to make names for themselves as influential scholars. But many of them had no knowledge, or at least very little knowledge of what matters in life. Man's origin, his duty, his destiny, his relationship to God and to God's will for man. It was not because these teachers were ignorant. Some of them were nationally known in their fields. But they had not learned the meaning of this simple truth. In Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Colossians 2:3. It has been my experience that most of the professors I knew were not consciously enemies of the cross of Christ. I do not remember a single professor attacking Christ or the Bible or New Testament Christianity. I do remember one professor who picked up a book in her library and then said to me, "This book is greater than the Bible." I know she saw the look on my face. She explained that she meant it was greater in our department than the Bible. I really think she was trying to cover up what she had said. But that was the exception to the rule. It might not be now, but it was then. Paul does not claim in the verse I read to you that in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge in relation to medicine, geology, English, and such like. Where the Bible touches on these topics, its teachings are totally reliable. But the Bible was not written to solve all the riddles in these academic fields. As one ancient theologian said, the Bible was not written to tell us how the heavens go, but how to go to heaven. That statement might be misunderstood, but it contains considerable truth. God's book tells us about the nature of God, His will for fallen man, and how we can live so as to enjoy eternal life. The word treasures in our text comes from the Greek word thesauroi. I mention that Greek word because our English word thesaurus comes directly from it. Many of you probably have Roget's thesaurus in your library. The word thesaurus means a storehouse. In reference to Roget's thesaurus, the word means a storehouse or a repository of words. Dictionaries are also examples of thesauri. While the Bible is filled with words, that is not what Paul had in mind when he referred to Jesus Christ as the storehouse of wisdom and knowledge. Time does not allow for a lengthy discussion of the great treasures of wisdom and knowledge which are hidden in Christ. But a few comments on the topic are in order. According to John, Jesus Christ came into the world to reveal His Father. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. John 1:18. Paul tells us that Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. He is the creator and sustainer of our physical world. He is the one through whom we learn what God wants us to do in order to become Christians and to remain faithful Christians. These great truths about God and His will for man could not be known except for God's revelation through Jesus Christ. May God help all of us to study the Bible so we may learn these truths which are essential to our salvation. Thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.